All right, so we're going to talk more about, we talked about Block.io. So now we're going to talk about how this, we had said Block.io refers to source presented to servers that's not in NAS protocols. So not in NAS protocols, okay, such as CIFS and NFS. I wanted to particularly talk about CIFS and NFS. I want to break down what CIFS, but I'm going to start a little bit differently this time. On the NetApp's site, they give you certain commands that you need to use to run CI, to understand CIFS as far as access commands. So there's an NA underscore CIFS underscore access, and this command modifies the share level access control of Windows machines account access. So you may need to modify your Windows machine account access by doing this NA command, NA underscore CIFS underscore access, which modifies the share level access control or Windows machine account access. And this is on the library.netapps.com site. Also, there's a synopsis underscore that the you can use. So NA underscore CIFS underscore access modifies the share level. So you do NA underscore CIFS underscore access modifies the share level access control or Windows machine account access. Now, if you just wanted to do the command itself, CIFS, you can do a CIFS access share, and then they have a minus G in parentheses, which is the user rights. And this is on the synopsis, and I've used that word synopsis many times. CIFS, the next one is CIFS access minus delete share, and this in parentheses is a G, and then outside of parentheses is user. Okay, and then they have the CIFS access share. A minus M, so you have minus M, and then you have minus G, and then you have the CIFS access minus delete share and a minus M. So they give you a description of the CIFS access command sets. Okay, so the description says the CIFS access command sets modifies the share levels of access control lists. Now we learned about the access control list in Cisco. Or one or more shares. It may be used as a Windows machine's account access to share when Kerberos is used. The share arguments specify the share with whose ACL or Windows machine account access to be modified. If share contains a wildcard character or then access to share machine specific specified patterns are modified. The user argument specifies the user group of the ACL entry user can be an NT user or group, which we haven't. If the node is using NT domain authentication, or it can be a Unix user or group, or it can be a special all-encompassing group, everyone. The rights argument can be specified in either NT Unix style or NT style rights. So you have four access. So you have no access, read, change, and full control. So Unix style rights are combinations of R for read, W for write, X for execute. If a share level ACL entry for the user already exists on a specific share, CIFS access updates that ACL entry. Okay. To display the current share level ACL of a share, use Windows Server Manager or a CIFS shares command. If Kerberos is used, Windows machine's account can authenticate the node. Windows machine accounts are specified with the minus M option, and access only can be allowed or denied. CIFS access may be used to add Windows machine's account access to home directories by specifying a CIFS.home directory as the share. To determine if Windows machine's account can access share, use the CIFS share commands. So the option minus M specifies access being modified for Windows machines. Minus G specifies the username as a Unix group. This use the option when you have a Unix group, a Unix user, NT user, or group with the same name. Examples. The following examples is an NT read access to an NT user engineering slash Mary of a share releases. So if you have toaster and forward arrow, right? CIFF access releases engineering, which is all caps, forward slash Mary read. The following example, Gretsch unit read execute access to join the share and accounting. So doing this, the following example grants Unix read execute access to join user John. Okay, well, actually, that's the next one. So the following example grants NT read to NT engineering with the CIF access releases in capital engineering slash Mary read. For that one, with the directory toaster, forward slash CIFS access releases all caps engineering forward slash Mary space read. The following example grants NT read access to NT user engineering slash Mary on the share releases. Now we have another one here. If you had toaster forward slash CIFS access accounting John RX, the following examples grant Unix read and execute. So RX is execute access to John on the share accounting. So read access is only read. RX is read and execute. The next one, if you have the same directory, toaster, and then you have CI forward slash forward arrow, and then you have CIIFS access sysadmin minus G wheel full control, it says the following examples grants full access to the Unix group wheel on a share sysadmin. Okay? The next one, if you have the toaster directory again, CI and the forward arrow, CIFS access minus delete releases engineering slash Mary. Okay, the following example deletes the ACL entry for engineering slash Mary on the share releases. Okay? So, and then you have the last one, toaster CIFS access CIFS dot home directory minus M. It says the following example permits window machine account access to home directories. And then they have in big letters, effective, any change take effect immediately, persistence in big letters, underscore, change or persistent across system reboots. And then see also NA CIF shares one. So I just wanted to give some examples of the actual commands, but what we're gonna do now is we're gonna just talk about CIFS, and we're gonna go into a little bit of detail in CIIFS and NSF, and get a glossary of what they actually mean, and actually talk about how these protocols are not using NAS protocols. Okay, block IO refers to storage presented in service that's not using NAS protocols. So block IO does not use the NAS protocols, and CIFS and NSS are NAS protocols. Okay, FCP and iSCSI and FCOE would be considered not NAS protocols, but they would be used. They can be used, but they're not NAS protocols. CIFS and NSF are NAS protocols. Now I'm trying to get to this suite, and it's being a little slow. And while it's doing that, I'm thinking that maybe we should look at something else. So we talked about, I'm just going to read the statement again. Block IO refers to storage presented to servers that is not using NAS protocols such as CIFS and NFS. Block IO will utilize protocols as FCP and iSCSI and FCOIE. This section will cover the standard procedures responsibilities of various teams when presenting storage via block IO protocols. So basically, this section is talking about block IO protocols, which aren't CIIF and NSF, but they're going to more talk about the protocols of SCP and iSCSI. So the website's finally coming up. So what does CIFS stand for? What does that stand for? It stands for Common Internet File Systems. So remember that. It stands for Common Internet File Systems. Okay, so it stands for Common Internet File Systems. Common Internet File Systems. Systems. And what is more of a... Now, Microsoft, for some reason, owns... This is really related to a 2000 server, 2000 server. Common Internet File Systems. Common Internet File Systems, CIF, is a standard where the computers use files across a corporate intranet and internet as enhanced versions of Microsoft Open Cross-Platform Server Message Block SMB protocols. CIFS is native file protocols for Windows 2000. So this was actually in Windows 2000. CIF defines a series of commands used to pass information between network computers. The redirector package requests meant for remote computers in CIFS structure. CIFS can be sent over a network to remote devices. The redirector also uses CIF to make requests to protocol stacks of local computers. The CIFS messages can be broadly classified as the following. Connection established messages consist of commands to start and end a redirector connection to shared resources of servers. Namespace and file manipulation messages are used by a redirector to gain access files at the server and read and write them. Printer messages are used by redirectors to send data to a print queue to a server and get status information about the print queue. Miscellaneous messages are used by the redirector to write a mail slot and name pipes. Some of the platforms the CIF supports is Microsoft 2000, NT, 98, 95, OS2 LAN Manager, Unix, VMS, Macintosh, IBM LAN Manager, DEC, Pathworks, Microsoft LAN Manager for Unix, 3Com, 3Plus Open, MSNet. CIFS complements hypertext transfer protocols while providing more sophisticated file sharing than older protocols like FTP, such as FTP. CIFS is shown servicing as a requester for data from networks. So basically you have the user request, it goes into IO Manager, goes into the redirector. It goes down into the TDI layer, and then from the TDI layer, it goes into the NW link, and then it goes into the IPX, and then it goes across. You got some more layers from TDI layer. It goes down to NBT, and then it goes into NetBIOS, and then it goes into TCP/IP and NDS, NW link, IPX, and then on the next block over from TDI, from the redirector, it's user request, IO manager, redirector, TDI layer. Then if you go over to the next block from the server, it goes server TDI layer, then it goes down into the NW link, and then from TDI layer again, you got two TDI layers, one coming out of the redirector, one coming out of the server. You have a TDI layer coming into the NW link and then NBT and then NetBIOS, TCP/IP, IPX and NDIS and NDIS and network. So this is the CIF infrastructure in the Windows TechNet Microsoft site. And it looks like where there's a request to open share file, the IO call the redirector, which in turn requests the redirector to choose appropriate transport protocol. The NetBIOS request is encapsulated in the IP protocol and transported over the network to appropriate server. The request is then passed up to the server, which sends data back to satisfy the request. Components in the redirector provide support for CIF, such as rdbss.sys. All kernel levels interacting are encapsulated in this driver. This includes all cache managers, memory managers, requests for remote file systems, so the specified protocol can be used for the requested server. mrxsmb.sys, the mini director for CIFS is commands specified to CIFS. mrxnfs.sys, this mini redirector for the network file system NFS provides support for the nfs.mrxnfs.sys is included in the services for Unix. In Windows NT 4, Windows Internet Name Servers WINS and Domain Name Server DNS name resolution was accomplished by TCP port 134 extension to CIFS and NET BT now allowed connections directly over the TCP/IP with the use of port 445. By means of the resolution that's still available in Windows 2000, it's possible to disable either or both of these services in the registry. In integrity and concurrency, CIFS allows multiple clients to access and update the file, same file when preventing conflicts by providing file sharing, file locking. File sharing, file locking is the process of allowing one user to access a file at a time and blocking accesses all other users. These sharing and locking mechanisms can be used over the internet and intranets. These also permit aggressive caching and read ahead and write behind without loss of integrity. File caches of buffers must be cleared before the file is usable by other clients. These capabilities ensure that only one copy of the file can be active at a time, preventing data corruption. Optimizing for slow links. The CIFS protocol has been turned to warn well over slow speed dial-ups. The effect is improved performance for users who cannot access the internet using a modem. Security. CIFS servers support both anonymous transfers, secure authenticated access to name files, file and directory security policies, and easy to administer. Performance scalability. CIFS servers are highly integrated with the operating system and are tuned for the maximum system performance. Unicode code file names. File names can be any character set, not just character sets designed for English or Western European languages. Global file names. Users do not have to mount remote file systems, but refer them directly with globally significant names, names that can be located anywhere on the internet instead of ones that have only local significance on a local computer or LAN. Distributed file systems, DFS, allows users to construct an enterprise-wide namespace uniform naming convention, UNC. File names are supported so that the drive letters does not need to be created before the remote files can be accessed. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, and we're going to go more into CIFS, which, by the way, just as a recap, is Common Internet File Systems. And mostly, as you're looking at this structure for CIFS, you have to remember that it's just a standard way for computers to share files across intranets and internets. And it's a Microsoft Open Cross-Platform Server Message Block SMB protocol. So it is an SMB protocol. I'm going to talk more about SMB protocols. And it's a file sharing. And in this particular case, it talks about Windows 2000, but I think it actually does a lot more in for some newer operating systems. We're going to conclude there. And thank you for sharing.